So what do you think the most important issue is facing the country?
It's facing the country and facing the world is climate change. It's going to get very, very bad. Even the scientists this last year were surprised by how fast the planet is heating up. Just last week, it hit 70 degree temperature in the Antarctic, and that's just going to melt a ton of ice and snow. That's going to raise sea levels. As the climate changes, the ability to live in different places changes. What are we at, 8 billion people now in the world? 1 billion or 2 billion or 3 billion of them will have to go somewhere else because it's no longer habitable. Somehow or other, take half of Florida and disperse it elsewhere. It's half the people, their cities, their towns, is starting to be inundated by water. This past summer, refugees from Honduras and Costa Rica coming to our borders. And we always have refugees coming to the border. But these people were coming because there was no food. It had gotten too hot for them to grow food to feed themselves.
If you were in the position to chart a course for a solution, do you have an idea of what should be done?
No, we may be beyond solving this. I hate to say that. Pete was always an optimist, but I believe the problem is so large, and there are scientists that say we're either at the tipping point, beyond the tipping point, that solving it is not just the United States, by the way, it's everybody, and there are still countries that are aspiring to do what we do. So they're on a trajectory up of pollution. We, if we were smart, we would try and be bending the curve and make the trajectory be down. When you want to do giant things, the government has to do it. It's the only place that has the resources. Giant thing might even be figuring out some alternative form of energy. I'm amazed that we put the very best brains together to build the atomic bomb, and we cannot do that to figure out some other source of energy. And the government should be able to do that. I think in terms of dollars, a trivial amount. Put some place like Los Alamos was, bring the scientists there, have them all thinking and working on how do we generate energy out of whatever it is.
You've been involved with environmental issues way back in the 70s when you were with the Clearwater. Have you seen any bright spots in that?
Little small things get better. So we're no longer spraying DDT all over the place. Eagles have come back. It's better.
Do you see a change in people's interest in the environment over time?
Yeah, I actually do. People are interested in saving the earth, protecting the environment, but not to the degree that they're willing to drive less, burn less fossil fuel, or simplify their life. We've been shielded from being told the nature of the coming disaster. For instance, on Clearwater, it's only recently that we're going to be teaching about climate change. Up until now, what we got from some of the school districts is they don't want us scaring the kids. Okay, we won't scare the kids, but the kids, one of these days, they'll open their door, they're going to be scared shitless.